can do the wony. You're not even the fart.
Tune into WONY 90.9 FM on
the fart.
I was 11 years old at my first national championships. I fell I don't know how many times.
Michelle Kwan is the most decorated figure skater in U.S. history.
When I had a dream, my dream came true because I dedicated myself.
Dedication made Michelle Kwan a champion.
I was passionate about something and I made sure that I worked hard for it.
And dedication can make your dreams a reality.
Whatever your dream and goals are, they can come true.
Dedication is in you. Now pass it on from PassItOn.com.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here's some upcoming events to look forward to. On Monday, April 13th, join OGE peer mentors for their Hopping into Global Spring celebration. Go on an Easter egg hunt in the Hunt Union waterfront at 6:30 p.m. On Tuesday, April 14th, Trivia Tuesday will be happening at the Red Dragon Theater at 9 p.m. On Wednesday, April 15th, celebrate Red's Mascot Madness championship win in the quad from 2 to 4 p.m. Also on Wednesday, watch the women's lacrosse game versus Buffalo State at the Red Dragon Field at 4 p.m. Also happening at 4 p.m., watch both the men's and women's tennis team play Delhi at the Oneonta Tennis Courts. And from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. from Monday through Thursday, head on over to the Alden Room for the Alden Room Scavenger Hunt. The Empire State Service Corps is looking for students to serve 300 hours of public service next academic year. Gain leadership skills, hands-on experience, and make an impact, all while building your resume. Applications for fall 2026 are now open, with priority deadline being on Friday, April 17th. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connection. Have a great week, everybody. Keep it locked.
Hello, everybody. How's it going? Sorry, that was a little aggressive. We're off to a great start today. How's it going? Happy Monday. Today has felt like kind of the longest day ever already, unfortunately. And it's only 3 o'clock, so this is awesome and cool. Welcome. My name is NJ. This is The Kitchen Sink. And today's going to be fun, hopefully. And that's awesome. So get ready to get lit. Period. Today's vibe, we have two vibes simultaneously happening in the same show because I'm feeling hashtag inspired. Like if I were a Sim right now in The Sims, my little thing would be all like blue and I'd be like inspired. Or if, is that what it is? I think that is. And that's cool. Sometimes I wish I were a Sim. Sometimes I really miss playing The Sims, actually. I used to play it when I was in high school, and then I stopped because I was like, wait a second, I'm making these fake people do things that I could be doing with my real time, but instead I'm like sitting here making fake people do these things. And like, that's, it's fun, but it's also like, wait, I'm kind of my own Sim. So I should just make myself do the fun things that my Sims are doing. So then I stop playing The Sims. And I think I feel a little guilty for playing The Sims. But maybe that's something I should like talk to my therapist about. I don't know. But yeah. Okay. So the vibe today. Let's get back on track. We have some rainy day songs for the drama of it all. Sorry, I said drama and that made me think of drama. If you know, you know. And if you don't, you don't. But I got my girls in the back, you know? Okay, period. Okay. Rainy day music. Sorry, I got distracted. And then I also have my fiddle because I'm feeling really awesome and cool and like I want to play a bunch of fiddle tunes for people in the world. So we're going to do a little bit of that too, I think. So we'll see. But I want to start with the music, with the epic, awesome music stuff. So obviously, like, rainy day vibes. This week, I think, is going to suck. Weather-wise. Not life-wise. Life is going to be awesome this week. Today's been cloudy and, like, humid and hot and kind of evil. Tomorrow's going to be cloudy. Let's see. Evil apple weather has rain all week, but how much can you really trust it? I don't know. Okay. Yeah. Maybe this week's not going to be as evil. I just want it to be dramatic. Okay. We're going to start with some music. We're obviously starting with Sunday Morning by Maroon 5, even though it is Monday afternoon. Because that's awesome. Okay. Let me lock in. Why am I forgetting how to operate everything ever right now? Okay, okay, here we go. Let's lock in. Let's lock in, gang. Okay, Sunday Morning, Maroon 5. Here we go. Just kidding, guys. Nothing's working, and the world hates me today. Wait, this is kind of awesome. This is kind of really awesome. Okay, wait, never mind, it's back. Okay, we're back, we're back, we're back. I was going to say this would be really awesome because then I'd actually have to improvise this whole show and that would be really cool. But no, we're working, guys, we're working. It's okay, let's lock in, let's go. Yeah.
She left us at that video store. Mm-hmm. Oh, be my rest, be my fantasy. Mm-hmm. Oh, be my rest, be my fantasy.
Hello, everybody. That was Should Have Known Better by Sufjan Stevens, my goat. His name is just Sufjan Stevens, but he is my goat. Okay, yeah. And before that was Sunday Morning for the rainy vibes. Oh, let me... Thank you. Yes, awesome. Okay, guys, we have an important announcement. Maybe it's not an announcement. Let me not embarrass my friend like this. This next song is for my friend Ariana. This is about to be really awesome. Guys, just for context, I feel like I don't want to, you know what? No, we're locking in, whatever. Okay. My friend Ariana is about to hit her PR, or she's going to go for one. And so I'm playing an awesome hype song for her, so that she hits her PR and is awesome. And so we're going to let the song be a surprise, but it's going to be awesome. And I hope you enjoy it, Ari. And if you don't, sorry, bro. But this one's for you.
well, I'm a chicken fried. A cold beer on a Friday night. A pair of jeans that fit just right. And a radio. Shade of a Georgia pine, and that's home, you know. Sweet tea, pecan pie, homemade wine, where the peaches grow. And my house is not much to talk about, but it's filled with love that's grown in southern ground, and a little bit of chicken fried. Cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right. And the radio, oh, I like to see the sunrise. See the love in my woman's eyes. Feel the touch of a precious child. And know a mother's love. It's funny how it's the little things in life that mean the most. Not where you live, what you drive, or the price tag on your clothes. There's no dollar sign on a peace of mind. This I've come to know. So if you agree, have a drink with me. Raise your glasses for a toast to a little bit of chicken fried. And cold beer on a Friday night. A pair of jeans that fit just right. And the radio, oh, I like to see the sunrise. See the love in my woman's eyes. Feel the touch of my precious child. And know a mother's love. God for my life, for the stars and stripes, may freedom forever fly. Let it ring, salute the ones who die, the ones that give their lives, so we don't have to sacrifice all the things we love, like our chicken fries and cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right. And the radio, oh, I like to see the sunrise. See the love in my mama's eyes. Feel the touch of a precious child. And know a mother's love. It's a little chicken fried. And cold beer on a Friday night. A pair of jeans that fit just right. And the radio, oh, I like to see the sunrise. See the love in my woman's eyes. Feel the touch of my precious child. And know a mother's love.
Congratulations, Ariana, on hitting your PR. Also, I was vibing out, like, way too hard, to the point where I kind of forgot that I have to talk after this, and... Okay, yeah, we're locked in. Sorry, today's a weird day. I'm kind of all over the place, if you couldn't already tell. You know what I also just realized listening to that? So me and my friends are really awesome. And we're planning to have a big awesome picnic party, whatever awesomeness, on Friday. And we kind of all said that, like, we didn't all say this. I don't know if everyone knows this, but Chicken Fried came up yesterday as a song that, some of us enjoy and some of us don't, or some of us know and some of us don't. And I'm quite familiar with Chicken Fried. And so we kind of said, like, oh, let's all learn it in some capacity. So I play fiddle. I'm committed to learning this fiddle part because I just need to know it to feel good about myself, I think. And we have friends that play guitar and friends that have vocal cords and so they can sing. But I just realized that it's in some weird, like, tuning. So that'll be interesting. Sorry, that's kind of not an interesting revelation to make and announce to the world, but I just realized that, and it's weird. So we'll see, but my mission this week is to learn the violin part and the chords to Chicken Fried so I can sing it with my friends at a lake, because that's really awesome, and I love my friends. Shout out to my friends! To any of my friends out there listening, I love you, and you're awesome. And I hope you're having a fantastic day. And you're the best ever, and I love my friends. So that's really cool. Yeah. After that, I feel like maybe I should play a little something. So, okay. See, this is the worst part, is getting everything set up. Because there's only so much dead air I can have, but my violin's all the way on the other table. And I'm also wearing headphones right now. And so I'd have to take them off too. Okay, let me lock in. But then I can't hear myself. And that's okay, because I mean, I still can. Okay, all right, okay, 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 okay. This feels weird. I took off the headphones, guys. I'm narrating my experience for you. This is just a thought, because I'm being awkward right now. But if I were anyone in Notting Hill, I would be Hugh Grant, William Thacker, because I'm awkward. I had someone ask me the other day, like, if my life were a movie, what movie would I want my life to be? And I said Notting Hill. And I think I meant, like, I want to be William Thacker in Notting Hill, because I think he's really awesome and awkward and stuff. And I think that's me sometimes. Anyways, okay, I'm getting my violin. I'll be back in 0.2 seconds. That was not 0.2 seconds, but it was as quick as I could. Okay, okay. We're going to start with chill vibes. I'm going to, because that's the easiest way to, actually, should we? Let's start with chill. No, let's not start with chill vibes, guys. Let's lock in. Okay, okay. Should I do, I love that I'm asking and no one's going to be able to. Okay, let's see. Let's test levels really quick. Okay, we're not going over. This is awesome. Okay, period. Hey, guys, my name's NJ, and I'm going to play you a song. Let's go. We're going to start with Brenda Stubbert's Reel, because I know it. And actually, I'm second-guessing this. You know what? It's okay. I love to stall. All right, I'm just going to get into it. I feel like my chair's going to fall over. Guys, this is not going well. Okay, okay. All right, I'm locked in. Let's go. Okay, this should work. I hope I don't hit anything. Awesome. Thank you for your applause, because I'm assuming everyone's applauding right now. Guys, that was like the epicest tune ever to me when I was a wee lad. You're welcome for the shout out, Ari. She just texted me. And I got distracted. No, because that song, okay, like imagine that with like 8 billion people. Maybe not 8 billion, maybe like 8. 8 to 10 or more. It's kind of awesome and cool. I don't remember when I learned it, but it was in high school. And that was fun. So, yeah. I feel like, okay, guys, here's my take. I love to fiddle. I don't love to fiddle alone. I like to fiddle alone, but it's so much more fun with people. And so if anyone needs or wants a fiddle player in a band, hit my line. Ready? Here's my... I'm not going to give my number. Call the Wony Radio Station. This is the number 607-436-2711. And if you want me, my name's NJ, and I want to be in your band. Awesomeness. No, okay. But, like, I'm really trying to start a band, and I think that's silly because I have, what, 5 weeks left? Which is really sad. But once I'm home, maybe I'll figure that out. I don't know. I have some friends at home that play instruments as well. So that'd be cool. I want to play another tune. This one kind of scares me. Okay. This one, let me tell the story first. So this tune is called Norskin, and it's by a band called Frigg. And when I first started fiddling, I was in this program called the Strawberry Hill Fiddlers, and there were like different berry-named groups. And so I started in the Raspberries, and I think when I was in the Raspberries, the Strawberries, which was the group that's like the highest group, they played this. And oh my goodness, I got so much FOMO, and it's like haunted me ever since. And I've always like, I picked up bits and pieces of it because I heard them play it so much, but I never actually learned the whole thing. But then yesterday I was like, no, let me actually learn this whole thing. So I did. And it's really awesome and really cool, but I've only known this for a day. So if it stinks, that's okay. Because I'm learning, and learning is awesome. But okay, this song called Norskin, and it's awesome. Oh gosh, I'm actually kind of nervous. I learned this yesterday, guys. Guys, like, let's lock in, okay? Thank you. That was fun, guys. I hope you had fun listening. That's like one of the best tunes ever in the world. Guys, the computer logged me out because I haven't been touching it enough, and now I'm kind of stressed because I have to talk and log into the computer at the same time. But I'm doing it because I can do hard things. See, I did it, guys. I'm logged back in. This is awesome. But I feel so cool after learning that tune because it's like I've wanted to learn it for so long. And now I know it, and now I'm awesome, basically. I feel like, why don't we go back to some like music? But first, no, never mind. Sorry, I'm really indecisive, I've learned, in the past couple of days. Anyways, okay, we're going back to some more like rainy day music after that interlude. We're going to start with the song by Jilly Bowl, but his name's actually Billy Joel. It's called Just the Way You Are, not to be confused with the Just the Way You Are that's by Bruno Mars. They're different. But I feel like this is kind of a good rainy day song. And I also just really like this song. I feel like if I ever have a wedding, I feel like it might get played at my wedding. But if I don't have a wedding, then it won't get... Okay. Okay, yeah, let's play it. Awesome.
Don't go changing to try and please me. You never let me down before. Don't imagine you're too familiar, and I don't see you anymore. I would not leave you in times of trouble. We never could have come this far. I took the good times, I'll take the bad times, I take you just the way you are. Don't go trying some new fashion. Don't change the color of your hair. You always have my unspoken passion, although I might not seem to care. I don't want clever conversation. Never want to work that hard. I just want someone that I can talk to. I want you just the way you are. Need to know that you will always be same old someone that I knew. Oh, what will it take till you believe in me the way that I believe in you? I said I love you, that's forever. This I promise from. I couldn't love you any better. I love you just the way you are. Hey. Thank you.
just want someone that I can talk to. I want you just the way.
Thank you, Jilly Bowl, for Just the Way You Are and this whole album, TBH. It's awesome. The next song brings the drama. I bring all the drama. Okay, sorry. It's not that song. I actually don't know who sings that song, but it's called Drama, and it's K-pop. But this song's also kind of K-pop. Well, I guess it is K-pop, maybe. I don't know. Is Dynamite by BTS still K-pop, or is it just pop? That's not what song this is, but this is just a question. The next song brings the drama. It's called Hate You by Jungkook. And if we were like flashback to September, August of 2025, and it was raining, I would be listening to this song, I think. So, this is where my drama comes out. The dramatics, the awesomeness. And I also just really like this song. There's one part in the song where it just tickles a special part of my brain and I'm like, oh yes, that's awesome. Okay, let me just play it now, shall we? Here we go.
Wish you went behind my back and told me lies and stuff like that. I wish you kissed someone I know and did the unforgivable. Maybe hating you's the only way it doesn't hurt. So
period. You heard it here first. Shout out to Jungkook for that one. I think that's just funny that I just said that. Anyway, obviously. Guys, our time's kind of coming to a close. I can't imagine. Okay, guys, when I first started doing my show here at WONI, it was 2-hour time slots, and like you had to do a 2-hour show or no show. Like there, and I don't know how I did it. Like, that's a lot of time to sit here and talk into the void. And I don't know if I even listen to that much music, honestly. So that's kind of crazy. Let me look at my old playlist, shall we? Wow, my first one was 1 hour and 35 minutes long. That's craziness to me. Because I sit here and I talk a lot. Wow. Wow. Wow, I did a K-pop one? Of course I did. This is fun. Then did I still do 2 hours? Oh my god, I did. That's crazy. I don't know if I listen to this much music. Whoa. I put Pearl Jam on here. Guys, last Friday was the awesomest day ever, kind of. And I went with friends to Wilbur Lake. And we met, like, my friends. Okay, I was going to say my friends' friends' friends. If that makes any sense. We met them there, and whoever was in control of the music was actually the best person ever. Big shout out to whoever they were, because there, like, Pearl Jam was played. It was like old, like, dad music, kind of. There was another song where I was like, oh my god, but I don't know. I don't remember. I'm not, like, good at, especially that genre. I really couldn't tell you who's who and what's what. Which is, it's always a fun game to play. And hopefully I get to play a lot of the who is this game during my summer with my dad. We always do it at the fire pit where, like, he plays a song and I have to try to guess who's singing it. And usually I don't know, but I do my best. Okay, the next song I want to play, I just need to expose the world to this, guys. So you know how I was like, oh my god, that fiddle tune I played was so awesome to me when I was younger, and then I learned it. So, okay, this is what's next for me to learn, I think. It's called Phantomin, and it's also by Frigg, and I don't remember who played it, but some people did when I was a wee lad, and I went, oh my god. And it's really awesome. So listen to it. It's short. Short and sweet and awesome. So let's go. Isn't that so fun? So that's my next mission. Okay, I feel like I'll play one more tune and then call it a day. And this is perfect. Okay, guys, so here's the awesomeness, right? So, okay, real awesomeness coming to you live right now. So, okay, let's chat quick. I graduate this year, which is really sad. And I really want to have a grad party. because my plan is like, okay, people are going to realize like, oh, it's not that far to NJ's, and then they're going to come visit me all the time, which probably is unrealistic. But I also just want to have all my friends in one place one more time, you know, which is going to be super awesome and fun. But the day that I had it planned for, I realized that there's like, it's called the Old Time Rollick. It's like this fiddle, old time music kind of festival thing that's happening in Ashokan. And it's the same weekend. And so I'm canceling my party and moving it to another date so that I can go to this awesome fiddle festival. And I'm so excited because there's going to be an awesome square dance, and I hope my friends are going to be there, and I'm going to learn so much new music, and it's going to be so awesome and cool. And so I guess because for two reasons, I'm going to play what I'm going to play next. It's called Ashokan Farewell. Partly because it's my farewell, because I'm leaving for right now, and I'm going to go eat dinner after this. And also because I wanted to tell that story, and the fun, awesome thing that I'm going to go to and square dance at and make music at is in Ashokan. And it's awesome and cool. Give me a second, I gotta grab my fiddle. Point 0.5 seconds. I'll give myself a little bit more time this time. Time me. Ready? Go. I don't think I did very well there. I don't think it was 0.5 seconds, but honestly, the maneuver was kind of fun. Okay, this my last song. It's called Ashokan Farewell. Guys, also just got really awesome news that I'll share with you in a second after I play this. All right, let's go. Guys, I messed up that ending, but we're going to ignore it. That was Ashokan Farewell. My mom texted me during it. Fun show, good mix. Thank you. Thank you, my goat. Okay, guys, you want to know the awesome, awesome news that I got? Guys, I'm starting a second show. I'm going to have a second show, and I don't know when it's going to be yet, but I'm going to have another show for the rest of the semester, and my plan is to have it be more talk show-esque. This is the ideal. Okay, ready? Ready? Picture this. Okay, we're going to call it the pregame, and it's going to be a Friday or Saturday. I'm thinking Friday night, around like 8-ish maybe. I don't know. I also don't know if I'm allowed to call it that, honestly. And I'm going to have my friends come, and we're just going to talk and play like fun music. And so if you guys want to listen to us Well, you're pre-gaming. I don't know if I'm allowed to say that on air. But it'll be super awesome and cool and a fun vibe. And I think it'll be cool to get more friends on the show. So I feel like my Monday show is for me to vibe and have fun and play music. And then we can chit-chat and gossip and whatnot Friday night or over the weekend. So stay tuned for that. It'll be super awesome. Hopefully I get to start this weekend, and that'll be super cool. So yeah, I hope everyone had fun tuning in. I hope everyone has a super awesome week. I hope it doesn't rain as much as it says it's going to. But also Apple weather is a liar. So it might not. Maybe there's actually no rain happening ever in the world ever again. And that would be cool. Actually, it wouldn't, because then we'd be in like a really bad drought. And that wouldn't be awesome. But yeah, okay, everyone, like, enjoy your dinner. Have an epic week. And maybe I will catch you guys later this week. If not, I'll be back here Monday. Okay, bye.
Make it right. I know that I need her. Can you move for me? I can move the tide. I know that I need her. I know that I need her. We'll be right back.
And now for the number one song in Bikini Bottom, Electric Zoo.
Hey, that's pretty catchy.
You're listening to WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta, the best radio station in all of Bikini Bottom. Don't touch that dial. Keep it locked.
I love this young people's music.
You can't buy a best friend. You can love them, walk them, pet them, and care for them, whether they want you to or not. You can take a picture or 50. You can fly to the moon, travel the world, or just stay in bed. You can't buy a best friend like that, but you can adopt one. There are millions